What does it mean to be a disciple? Hi, I'm Jordan Sullivan, the minister of music here at Fraser Church in Montgomery, Alabama, and we're in a series looking at how we can be committed disciples of Jesus Christ by following His Great Commission together as a church family. Our prayer is that in this season you will find greater communion with God, greater community with your fellow disciples, and greater commitment to Jesus' Great Commission. Thanks for joining us.
Welcome to day 5 of A Disciple of Christ, a season of commitment. Today's devotion is titled, Go in God's Power. James Montgomery Boyce once wrote, "This is no weak authority, because the one who spoke it is no weak master. He is the risen Lord, and all authority in heaven and on earth has been given to him." Our text for today is Matthew chapter 28, verse 18. "And Jesus came and said to them, 'All authority in heaven and on earth has been given to me.'" Today's text begins what is widely known as the Great Commission. James Montgomery Boyce introduces this paramount text with these words. "The New Testament indicates that there were at least 10 appearances of the risen Lord, plus another some years later to the Apostle Paul. In 8 of these appearance accounts, Christ gives an explicit commission, and in 5, he commands his followers to go into all the world and preach the gospel. Matthew does not end his gospel with the resurrection itself. Even more striking, he does not include an account of Christ's ascension. Instead, he ends the gospel with the Lord's Great Commission. Apparently, it was evident to him, as it should be to us, that the life and death of Christ should affect our speech and conduct. Jesus gave his followers marching orders before he ascended into heaven, and Matthew concludes his gospel with these words because nothing is more important for our spiritual journey. Matthew 28:18 records Jesus' first words of this commission. Christ said, "All authority in heaven and on earth has been given to me." There are 2 main Greek words in the New Testament for power or authority. One of those words is dunamis. This is where we get our English word dynamite. This word means power, might, and force. However, that is not the word found in Matthew 28:18. The word for authority in this verse is fascinating. It is the Greek word exousia. This is a term that means the power of influence, the ability or strength with which someone is endowed. It actually comes from 2 Greek words, ek, meaning out from, and a form of the verb eme, which is the action verb to be. Eme is the main verb for the I am statements of Jesus found in John's gospel. If you put these 2 words together, exousia means out of who I am. God has all authority in heaven and on earth because of who he is. Out of all that Jesus is, he gives the divine demand to the disciples. And out of all his authority and power, he empowers his disciples to carry out his mission. Bruce Barton writes, "God gave Jesus authority over heaven and earth, a sweeping concept that implies divine status. He has all authority. That is, nothing is outside of his sovereign control. The major message here and in 28 verse 20 is that Jesus, the one raised from the dead, has the authority of God Himself. Therefore, God's authority leads us to two profound conclusions. First, since Jesus has all authority, we must submit to His authority and carry out His commands. R.C. Sproul observes, "We have to understand that when we speak of the Great Commission, it is not the great suggestion. It is not the grand idea. It is a mandate from the King of Kings, who possesses all authority in heaven and on earth. We say that Jesus is the Lord of the church and that we believe in Him, and that means we must obey this mandate He has given us." The second conclusion concerning Christ's authority is that when we obey Christ's commission, we go with God's power. We have nothing to fear when we follow the supreme authority of Jesus Christ, because we go empowered out of who Jesus is. There is no authority higher than God's and no power greater than Jesus. Some questions to consider. What does God's authority mean to you when it comes to your obedience to His commands? How does God's authority give you confidence in carrying out Christ's mission? And finally, tomorrow, as you study the commands of the Great Commission, don't forget the authority that comes with your calling. Spend some time today in prayer, focusing on God's authority over and in your life. Thanks for joining us. Have a great day.